What's up, guys? It's Tuesday night. We're here to talk about Beverly Hills. I had a great episode, and I can't wait for you guys to hear us break it down. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender.
Oh, it's just like, you know,
no.
A little slow.
This could be a good one at the gym, right?
Probably driving. I feel like it's driving. More driving.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. We're here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. We're breaking down a really good episode. I thought it was really good. We're still in New York City. And you guys can follow me at Thomas Rulina. And check out my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. Who am I here with tonight?
Hey, I'm Jennifer Leone. And you can find me on Twitter at JenniferLeoneTV.
And it's your boy, DJ Richie Sky. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
We are here tonight. And we're jamming to a brand new song. Richie, what is it?
It's Janelle Monae. It's called Make Me Feel.
Nice. Always into like new music, anything that's like new, ready. Mm-hmm. So we're starting this episode in New York City. This is a big moment for Camille. I'm really excited for her. I think the package showing how Mason was young, and it's always nice to see like the housewife's children come up. Yeah. We're at Mason's fashion show. What do we think about Mason's first debut on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on the runway?
Right. I loved seeing her as a kid.
Like, she seems sweet.
Yeah, seeing her in 2010 and then seeing her now, like, I've watched since the beginning. So it's just interesting knowing that you could just be watching and never know who you're going to be watching. I think it's a good thing that they're showing her and her progress and the whole beginning of it all.
She seems a little shy, a little, like, she's still kind of getting there. Kind of reminded me a little bit of when Kylie did a runway show and Kendall was in the audience. Remember when she did that early stages? So I think she's still kind of really early in it. What did you think about Mason's debut?
I thought Mason's debut was fine. I was more interested in the fact that we were seeing a lot more of Camille. So it just made me kind of reminisce about when she was actually really on the show as a cast member. And I wanted to see more of that. And I know that this is probably not going to be the popular opinion of what I'm about to say right now.
Okay.
But, you know, for me, while I do, again, everybody, I'm a Lisa Rinna fan. And I actually do love her daughters. I think they're amazing. Spinoff, please. But I it was nice to see somebody else's kids besides them.
True.
You know, kind of taking in the spotlight and kind of, you know, doing her thing. Because she does seem like a really sweet girl.
Yeah.
You know, to have gone through everything that she's gone through with, you know, the divorce and everything, it seems like she came out really nice.
Yeah.
Great point. It was refreshing.
Yeah, it was refreshing. if Kelsey would have been there, I think that would have been interesting.
Ooh, drama.
PK, you know, on the other side. On the other side.
I don't know her.
Yes. Hey, Tabitha in the chat. You guys, we really appreciate you guys being interactive with us. I read the comments every week, and I really appreciate you guys connecting with us. We really appreciate it here at AfterBuzz TV. So keep sending us comments, and we'll make sure to interact with you guys. So on the way... Awkward City. I mean, if I was in that car, I think somebody should have said something just to break it up. I thought Lisa Rinna was going to break something up, but it was
She learned her lesson.
I guess. But I mean, that those New York City traffic streets, I mean, that must have been really awkward.
Yeah, I feel like Lisa kind of, not fully tried, but was like, so, like making noises. Let's see what my daughter's up to. Like, you know, I think it's cute. I love Lisa. Someone should have said something. They were kind of all being a little more petty just by not saying anything.
It's funny to me because I feel like these women are a lot more careful than other cities. Because I feel like had this been the Real Housewives of New York, not to really compare, that entire car ride would have been a mess full of conversations.
Shaking.
Yes. Like, Orange County, are you kidding me?
Any of those other cities, I think you would have had like some kind of chaos. But I feel like these women are kind of really like, this is my only issue with this season is that everybody's so careful, I feel like.
Except
Dorit. I mean, which I kind of have to thank her for because, I mean, she's kind of really bringing the drama. But at the same time, I kind of wish like, okay, let's address the issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's uncomfortably address them, which is what we like to see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If Dorit wasn't in this season, I think it would have been a little bit kind of just super safe, but she definitely brought it for us. So we're kind of all kind of glamming up and getting ready for Kyle's store. opening with all of the fashions, but Lisa Vanderpump pays Kyle a visit and kind of sits down and has a small chat with her about the situation. Nothing really goes on in this conversation. It's kind of just, they're not really getting to the bottom of anything, really.
Yeah. I think it more so highlighted their friendship. Like, hey, girl, come on over. I'm getting ready. Like, let's chill.
Let's just have a chat.
Yeah. Like, I think it was more so that because they're such good friends, which kind of shows more in itself.
Totally.
Yeah. I feel like Kyle wouldn't do that with a new friend or vice versa. You know, Lisa wouldn't do that with a new friend.
Yeah. That's how you know you're VIP. Yeah, literally. LVP, VIP. I do, Tabitha, agree. I do love watching them get glammed up. I think that that's like the great packages. I know Erica didn't really have that many big scenes tonight, but still her getting ready and glammed up, I think like she definitely brings it as far as exciting.
I enjoy
exciting.
That to me. Like, it's so fun. It does create a bit of excitement with this particular show because it's fun to kind of see that. They did that a little bit with New Jersey this past season that I'd never seen them do that with like before in previous seasons. So I like seeing them in Beverly Hills do it because I feel like they take it up to another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really special. So pretty much, go on.
Can I say this? Mikey, if you're watching this show, what is on your lips? Is this lip gloss? Is it chapstick? Is it Vaseline? What is it? Because his lips are always, like, popping.
Popping.
I feel like they are about to pop out of the screen and it hit me.
Well, I have a question, though. Do you watch the show at home, or do you just watch it in the studio?
Sometimes, I don't know if this is just me, but I'll sometimes watch it at home, too.
Okay, no, I watch it at home, too. Yeah, I watch both, too. No worries. I go home, watch it again, then I watch it again.
We're super fans here, so right. We love it.
I'm just wondering, because the TVs here are a little different with the colors, because actually you could tell who has real on-camera makeup versus who doesn't.
Yes.
Like, Lisa Vanderpump, unfortunately, sometimes she just doesn't have camera-ready makeup, so you can see it. That's why. Like, you can see.
And she says that. She doesn't come with a glam squad.
Right.
Even when Dorit went to her hotel room, she had no one in there.
Mm. Yeah, I mean.
Which is fascinating to me.
You'd think. I mean, I guess she has gone so long without it. She's just like, well, I'm good.
Like, why start now?
Yeah, I get the injections. I'm fab anyway. It's fine.
So somebody who is fab is Dorit, getting ready. She has the sleek back hair. She's kind of getting ready and you can tell that Dorit was a little off in that moment because she knew she had a lot of things to deal with. It's kind of hard when you're best friends with somebody and you're on the outs with them. You feel that energy. It's like your life isn't the same. It's kind of awkward. And then you're kind of like, okay, what do I do to like make things work? But Dorit's style, I do like. I like that she knew that she made a mistake, whether it was intentional or not. But she went to call Lisa and was like trying to make amends. Now, with Lisa Vanderpump, this is, like, where she kind of, I feel like, enjoys this moment because, you know, people have to go and apologize. So, Dorit comes in. What do we think of this interaction between the two of them as far as that particular moment?
It's confusing to me because I feel like Dorit basically a lot of times tries to take charge in these conversations, which makes them confusing for me. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it almost confuses the person she's in the conversation with as well, because I do think that Lisa Vanderpump was trying to make a point to her, and I don't really feel like Dorit got it. You know, and she's still actually trying to blame Kyle for driving a wedge between them, which is ludicrous to me.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blaming.
There was a lot of blaming.
Yeah. I just felt like they're, I don't know, Dorit came in with the half-truths again. It was like,
it wasn't fully there again.
No, twisting and turning, kind of manipulative.
Kind of.
So, I mean, I don't know, you're recorded. Everything you say is going to come out. Like, I'm just like.
Okay, to be fair, though. Yes. I will say this. Like, when you're doing something like that, I'm just going to speak from my experience. There's sometimes I'm like, I said that?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, was this during happy hour or what? This was probably during happy hour.
Oh,
was
God.
I drinking?
Oh, I don't remember.
So I think maybe a little bit with her still being relatively new, that's what I kind of like, is that she's not as safe yet. Like,
yes,
I don't think she gets it that, oh, the camera was still there when I said that. You know what I mean? I feel like she's still in that phase. So I don't know. The jury's out on her motives and her MO right now.
Yes. One of the big bombs that they dropped last week's preview was the fact that Lisa Vanderpump said that she's holding on to not falling out with Dorit because of her relationship with PK. Now, mm-hmm. we said last time, and I think viewers that are watching right now probably feel the same way, is when she did that with Muhammad and Yolanda. And so, I mean, I know that was gut-wrenching for Dorit to hear, because you never want to hear you're my friend because of who you're dating. Right. But it's reality.
That
and
is the reality.
It's
of
the reality
situation.
Of everything. So
I was introduced to you by your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the truth. And I think Lisa Vanderpump, she's one of those people that, and I can relate, holds on to old friendships mm-hmm. just as classics. These are people that you have history with. So for Dorit to hear that, I mean, do you think that they kind of balanced out? Okay, you hurt me. That must have hurt you. So let's like go be cute and be 45 minutes late to Kyle's thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's so. What happened?
I think that's exactly what happened. Because I don't know.
Lisa had to know that was a little hurtful, no?
Yeah, but I think that she just kind of, like Kyle says, holds people at different standards just based off of maybe what she needs out of them or the current status of a situation, just like what happened with her and Mauricio mm-hmm. when they were talking about the house thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that there's little situations like that, which, you know, is okay, especially when you're dealing with millions of dollars. Like,
and if
I don't
you're
know.
In Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that, actually.
Do you think so?
You gotta. I feel like, well, you kind of have to keep, particularly, we don't know what kind of business endeavors they have together. And if there's something like that, then particularly with the way things came across with Yolanda, I feel like Lisa Vanderpump is probably trying to just play this a little safer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and trying to really people. Handle Dorit with kid gloves, despite the fact that she knows that Dorit was wrong. She's mm-hmm. just trying not to have the same situation happen, I feel like, that happened with Yolanda.
Sometimes you're friends with people like that, and you give them chances, and then they bite you back. So I'm hoping that Lisa Vanderpump and her don't have that situation,
yeah.
because that happens in life, and we live in L.A.
Or maybe PK paid her to put Dorit on the show, and they have a deal going on, so...
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Well,
conspiracy.
We all
the
know that
here.
Lisa Vanderpump will always have the last word, though.
Yes, uh-huh. she will.
In some way, shape, or form.
Dorit tried to, though. She really tried in this one.
I think with LVP, it's a little more subtle in terms of her victories.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You won't see them coming.
Julia, thank you for joining in the chat. Dorit makes a lot of mistakes. Too many can't be trusted. Natalie says, Teddy is the right way to play both sides. She's amiable with everyone and straight up. Dorit just pits people against each other.
Yeah.
Good opinion.
Yep.
So... Okay. We're getting to Kyle's store, and I think it's really cool and dope to see Kyle's store in New York, because that was a hot, not put together store the last few seasons, and it looked like a great store. I would totally love to pass by and go in there. It's kind of like a Kitson, like what you said before. It kind of like has that vibe.
From what I read online, I think they just moved locations, actually.
From that one?
I think, if I'm correct, I will definitely go back and revisit that article, but I did read that they had moved and relocated.
I wonder.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not sure where to, though. So if you're in New York, let us know.
Yes, any New York viewers, let us know. So Kyle's godson is this Instagrammer who's like a big popular designer, was on Project Runway. Did you like some of the furs? You're a female on the panel. Would you rock some of the looks that he was wearing?
Absolutely. I love a fur. Always.
Yes.
Like
so
every color.
Was there any in particular that you were like loving?
I personally would probably hem a few things. Like,
it was too long.
Just for me. Yeah, just like personal. Like, I love that Erica looked at the red one and went, I look a little more cheap than usual. But then when Dorit puts it on, it actually worked.
I think she was wearing like a leather skirt.
Yeah.
And Erica's hairstyle tonight was like cute, but I don't feel like this was like one of her, this wouldn't be her favorite look
right.
tonight.
But it looked great on
looked
Lisa.
Great. Yeah, it did look great on
so,
Lisa.
So, you know, I just feel that I really liked actually the tunics, like mm-hmm. that Kyle kept pulling.
I could
for
totally
Croatia.
See you wearing that. Yes.
Yes, just like on a boat. I was envisioning it. I was like, oh,
yes,
it's amazing.
And a private plane.
Of course.
A private plane.
Yeah, go
which
to
one
Island
did you
Island.
Like? which one did you like, Richie? Which print did you like?
I was definitely a fan of the red.
You were
really
the red?
I really liked the red. Well, I think red is one of my colors, so I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah,
but
totally.
Actually, my favorite one was the one that Lisa Rinna had
I knew
on.
You were going to say that. I knew you were going
to
say that.
That, to me, was, like, over the top. It was awesome. It was very, very East Coast. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. And you could just wear that all black.
Absolutely.
And just wear the fur.
Absolutely.
We would have wear that
it
with high tops.
Statement.
It does. We loved all the lines. Great job, Matt. Fat Jewish was there. There was a few people that were like high profile that came to Kyle's opening. One of the biggest high profiles is none other than Bethany Frankel. That was nice to see Bethany. I do The Real Housewives of New York, and she definitely brought it last season. So it was nice to, I love the integration. I mean, and they only needed to bring her. They didn't even need to bring anybody else.
I don't know Bethany, and I've never watched any other Housewives show, and I loved her. So
I think you would enjoy her.
Yeah, listen, I think I'm going to watch.
Yes.
You need to... I hate to say this, but that's always a good show to watch, because it moves very, very fast. Mm-hmm. It moves probably the fastest of any other show in the franchise, and I think it's just because it's New York, but she is very New York, and if you loved her tonight... You would love her on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yes. She's great.
Yeah.
Yes. And she has a great storyline because she's self-made and she started building this, like, empire. And I think that's why I connect with her. I love that she built something on her own. And was so the skinny girl line that can be found online and in stores, she totally brought that company up and is this huge mogul.
I knew that because I drink that. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I know of her because, you know, you see interviews, but I've never known her personality.
Yeah, you gotta see her in action.
So, yeah, I'm down for it. I'm
like, yes. Especially her in the midst of, like, with Ramona and everybody, the whole cast. Yeah. I heard they're filming right now, and they were on a crazy boat situation. I don't know if you guys have read that online.
Yeah, Page Six.
Yeah, Page Six ran that story. I think their boat was caught on fire, started sinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they were filming. Yeah.
Great season to start. I'm down.
They would put that at the opening. So
I actually know her ex-boyfriend, and all he has to say is like good things about her. They dated like way before everything, and she's awesome.
Yeah, so. I've seen her in person at a party one time, and she was just very polite. And I'm interested in getting to know her. I actually watch her interview. She's very articulate, very smart. So, Bethany pretty much is kind of like has that personality, like what Lisa Vanderpump says. She likes to be the big dog, or Erica said that she likes to be the big dog that likes to pee everywhere. And it's interesting to me that those two kind of had a ruffle. You know, we did see scenes in 2015. Do we think that there's any drama or any beef there that we want to discuss at all between Erica and her? Because they are two branded people. She's writing a book. Bethany just quickly was like, what's your book about? And we kind of glazed over it. Looks like they're over it, but what do you guys think about their mesh?
Well, I think that when it's a New York person talking to an LA person, LA people are usually like, yeah, I'm writing a book. I'm doing a show. And they're like, really? What's it about? What's this? What's that? Like, they want to know the details.
It's more questions, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot more questions. LA, it's like, okay, yeah, cool. Good for you. But no, like, New York wants to know everything about your life. So that, to me, was like, I like that. That was cute. Yeah. But, wait, I had other points. And I'm like, oh, that's... She's just so great. So keep going, because I'm going to remember.
She'll get it back.
They only gave you a snippet of that interaction from, what, two years ago when they actually first kind of had their run-in. So you didn't really get to see much of Erica's response or reaction to that, which is interesting because I feel like she carried that over tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
I felt like she slightly did it, you know, when she said she's kind of like a big dog that likes to piss over everything to let people
know. It was a little shade, a little light shade.
And then she said, girl, bye, whatever. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like she recalled that, but she's moving forward.
I think they probably had maybe a few words in between, and it's like kind of like, okay, it's the friend you do, hi, bye, you know, that kind of thing.
I don't think she's Erica's person. I don't think Erica is her person.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it would be interesting to see them on a cast together, but
or just the two of them, Erica
well, I'm
and
just
Bethany.
Saying, like on a whole cast of together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It would just be interesting to see how they mesh.
Yeah,
because I don't think that
we'll
would
see
work.
Them during a summer commercial together. Right. Like, there's like Bethany.
Everyone was mean to Erica when she first came on, though. So everyone kind of said that about her videos.
Did.
So it wasn't just Bethany. It was just kind of everyone like, oh, it's kind of weird because they didn't know how to take it. They've never
adapt
seen.
To a new person.
Now it's a whole other story.
Yeah, now people want to be her and be in her performances and go to her shows.
Yeah.
I also think it was because she was coming in with Yolanda.
Oh,
true. I think had she come in on her own or with someone else, I feel like it may have been a little bit of a different story because she kind of was, it felt like that season, Yolanda's watchdog. You know what I mean? To a certain degree, I'm not calling her a dog, but you guys get what I'm saying, like, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was kind of her person. So I feel like the entire cast was already frustrated with Yolanda. So that frustration kind of carried over into who's this new girl that she's bringing around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I felt like Yolanda at that point didn't really want to do the show. So she was doing her friend a favor by bringing her on. Yeah. And I feel like that's the kind of person that Yolanda is. Yeah. So that was kind of nice to see. So 45 minutes late, they're late to Lisa, to Kyle's party. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a big night for Kyle, having her, you know, trunk show, and the fact that these women took that moment to be 45 minutes late. What do you guys think about, like, the lateness of it all? I mean, could they have done this conversation after? Do you think it was before? I mean,
it's Dorit, because it's like she doesn't really care. Like, we already know Dorit cares about Dorit. So they could have done it after, but maybe they thought that they were going to be drinking a little bit, or they just wanted to get off their chest. Maybe they're selfish. I don't know. But I just think they should have totally. I mean, if you're 15 minutes late, fine. But, like, you know, it's your friend's event. It's a big night and you're in a different city. Like, have fun.
I know.
It didn't sound like Lisa Vanderpump wanted to have a conversation with Dorit at that point.
No,
absolutely. Judging by the phone call, it sounded like she was like, fine, if you want to. Like, I just got that impression.
I got that impression, too. It just kind of sounded like she was like, not right now. Right. I don't want to deal with it. But, again, thank you, Dorit, for being on the show, because we get those gem moments. Yeah. So.
She groaned in the beginning, I feel like. Like, she Lisa, did. She's yeah. like, ah.
So this is Dorit's opportunity now to kind of mend things with Kyle. We didn't see, again, with Dorit, sometimes when she talks, it's a little too much, it's a little too fast, and it's a little scrambled, so you're not really sure what she's saying, but you just want to forgive her, because I think people at this point just accept the fact that she kind of talks a little too much, in Camille's words. The apology, everything that got squashed, is do you think it's over? Are we carrying this on?
It's got seasons. I think
this is the beginning. That's going to carry, because what wasn't said was that, and I think Dorit even addressed it in her confessional, was that she feels like Kyle still tried to drive a wedge between her and Lisa Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to figure out how, but Dorit feels this way, so I do feel like it's going to carry over.
Mm-hmm. Someone in the chat makes a very interesting point. I think Dorit purposely had the conversation to be late to ruffle Kyle's feathers.
Oh, good point. Natalie Berry again. Yeah.
It, you know what? I'm surprised this episode wasn't called, like, The Triangle or something, because
the threesome?
Yeah, or The Threesome, because these, it's interesting how they introduced that there was going to be tension between the three of them, but now we're in the thick of it. It's like, there are some serious problems, and I feel like Kyle definitely takes everything to a higher degree as far as how she feels, because, you know, she's been through it with Lisa Vanderpump, right?
Yeah.
It's very intense.
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, who would you want to be, like, friends with between, like, the three of them? Like, who of them would you want to be friends with the most?
Now, what kind of friends?
Friends, a true friendship. Friends? Yeah.
Definitely Kyle.
Kyle first? Definitely Kyle, over Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm torn. I'm personally a lot more like Kyle, but I do get this sense that there's a different level of loyalty with Lisa Vanderpump that she has. Sure. Which I like.
Lisa Vanderpump has the stronger loyalty level.
Well, I feel like it's just different. It's very, very different. I mean, she's not as vocal about it, but I feel like it's solid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's solid and not as vocal.
Right. But I feel like I'm a more vocal person, and so I get Kyle a lot more.
Okay, you get one, Richie. We got to hear it.
I'm going to choose Kyle today.
Okay, Kyle today. Okay.
I think that what you're getting from Lisa Vanderpump is exactly what I think, but I think that loyalty comes when she sees something in return, she knows a benefit. I think that there's no real, like, no, you're my best friend type thing, unless it's like Rosita, but she pays her. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. That's it. That's...
You know what's good, though? And we can probably say... Well, I'll wait. I'll wait. It's at the end of the episode. I'll save it for then.
Yes. We're getting to the thick of it. But I love that I got your guys' opinion, because they live here. We could totally be their friends. It's not that...
Sure.
We could hit them up on Instagram. They could come here to AfterBuzz TV and spill their thoughts as
and
well.
And have met Kyle. She's so sweet.
Yeah. And you met Kyle.
She's so sweet. Oh, yes. My God.
She's on a Tomorrow Show.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Richie wants more of Kyle. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So this hashing out, Dorit goes in circles. We're trying to see who's going to purchase the fur. Lisa Vanderpump obviously got the red fur. It looks like it was just kind of like Kyle was over it by that point. I think when you fight with somebody and you're in a different city, it's so draining. I've done that before. You waste the whole day. You know what I mean? It's like a whole day wasted in beautiful New York City over silence and just pettiness. That's just really not important, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was kind of unfortunate. But it looks like they squashed it, whatever they were saying. Is that what we gather?
For now.
Yeah.
So I think what Bravo does great is like an energy change where we get back to Beverly Hills. We see people in their elements. We're over New York. And we see Kyle. I think it was Kyle meeting with Paul Nassif.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some work done.
She looks so good.
Yeah, I love that they added Paul Nassif. Love. He was such a fun house husband.
He's my favorite.
He's your favorite?
He is absolutely my favorite. Yes, I love Paul.
What was it about him that you liked?
Well, I just feel like he's just so warm and funny and just, like, outspoken. Never mean or cruel unless he was talking to, like, Adrian about, like a
the
sandwich.
Most supportive person.
Yeah, but, like, they got divorced. Like, I feel like, you know, they were just kind of like kids fighting, like brother
he's
and sister.
Nicer now.
I maybe. I don't know. I love him. He's so cute.
Do you watch his show on E?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've interviewed him like 3 times. And like, I was working at an outlet and he was there doing interviews and he was just so cute. I just like him.
Yeah. That was nice to see him. We see Dorit with her kids and her beautiful home. That aerial shot, I can't get over how nice that patio that they made.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she takes some photos on Instagram and it's just like such a dreamy house. Like, it's kind of like, I'm kind of down with the long hill and everything. So we see her, we see Lisa Rinna at home, and then we get to Lisa Vanderpump's where Teddy, who didn't really make that much of a commotion this episode. I think she did a lot last episode trying to be the referee.
Mm-hmm.
So this episode, they kind of gave her a break. And I think her accountability coaching definitely... You could tell Lisa Vanderpump was just there with a board. I think she really trusts Teddy's opinion because mm-hmm. she's like a straight shooter. We'll tell you how it is. Yeah. And I think Lisa Vanderpump kind of gets that vibe from her. It's kind of like Brandy Grant... Glanville, but without the super, super crazy part.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what Lisa Vanderpump has been missing these past seasons is she hasn't really been connecting with some of the new girls that have come and gone.
Yeah.
And I think with them, so Teddy kind of brings up a point where she's like, just kind of go and laying out everything. Do we trust what Teddy's saying? I think she's pretty much in the clear as far as what she's trying to get to Lisa Vanderpump's
absolutely.
Head.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was also telling that Teddy basically told her, Dorit talks about everybody.
Pretty much.
You know, and it was, I think for Lisa, at least it seemed that way, it was kind of confirmation that, okay, I need to put her in a certain place. You know what I'm saying? In my life. You
little
know what
I mean? Another box.
Yeah, yeah. At least that's the impression I got.
Yeah, I feel that she absolutely does trust Teddy, and that's why Teddy's word has more value. And she said straight to the point. She said, you know, Kyle does this, Dorit doesn't. You know, just very clear, and this is what's going on. And it wasn't like talking bad. It was just, this is what I've observed over this period of time. And I love just sitting there and or seeing them sitting there and just having it so simple. It didn't seem like anyone was trying to work or fight or trying to upstage anyone. It was just a very genuine conversation.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good little scene.
I did too. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that we're getting introduced to Lisa's party coming up, which, you know, Lisa Vanderpump always those amazing parties. So they kind of snuck that in and then we totally forgot about it. But they're kind of like talking there and then pretty much rehashing New York City. And then from that point on, we get to pretty much Lisa Rinna at home. And that scene kind of went a little long for me, to be quite honest with you.
Very long.
That was long. Yeah. I thought something was going to come of it. I think we're just, again, reinforcing the fact that her kids are successful and they're modeling. And I did read the comments last week, and a lot of you are sick of Lisa Rinna's kids and the storyline and this and that. Anything we want to say about Delilah and Amelia and the modeling world on this episode?
I just think that maybe Lisa Rinna wanted to step back and said, here are my kids, you know, like just they're doing well. Just leave me alone for a little bit.
She just seems so disconnected, though. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe it's a style. It's to preserve and then to keep her going for the next season. And then maybe her kids are, you know, she's taking care of the kids, hitting all the spots. And then next season she'll come back. But she's really not doing enough for me in this season.
No,
not like even a foot forward.
I think she's kind of funny though. Like she just says a few things here and there that is just like, oh, there's Crazy Lisa.
It's kind of tongue in cheek.
I enjoy Lisa a lot. Can we see her at QVC or you know? I want to see more of. I enjoy seeing her work. You know what I mean? So that whole scene just felt very long and drawn out.
It was long.
I was like, in my mind, I'm like, what is the next thing? Mm-hmm. I kept thinking that. Sorry.
What I do like about her is that she didn't come from a famous family. She did have to build her career and her last name on her own. So I connect with that, and I do wish that she would throw like a QVC or some kind of product or something. Yeah. I think like she's such a huge part of the show, and this season it's kind of like she's there, but she's not.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a bummer. So the dramatic ending of this episode, we get to Villa Blanca. Great place to have a power conversation.
Still haven't eaten there yet.
It's get the great. Salmon. Get the salmon with asparagus. It was really good.
Let's do a trip.
Yeah, where we should. Villa Blanca? Yeah. It's like near Mr. Chow and on like not too close, like kind of near Rodeo, but not all the way.
Okay.
In the like, you know, where all the surgeon and that whole section.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just haven't been there
yet. Nice little patio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I do. And I actually am not a fan of Lisa's restaurants. Mm-hmm. So I did like Villa Blanca.
Which one did you like? I mean, because viewers here that don't live in LA.
Pump.
Okay, Pump. We're going to go down the line. Quick little rundown of Lisa's restaurants. Because you guys that are watching right now who are not from LA, Villa Blanca is her restaurant in Beverly Hills that we were just talking about. That's very vavoom, very like, you know, you'll see the best cars out there. And it's in the thick of Beverly Hills. And then we have, Richie said, Pump. Which is in West Hollywood, which has like, you know, it's in the LGBTQ scene and it's kind of has its own thing. And then Sir, right?
Yeah, Pump is right next to the Abbey. And like Pump, I feel, has like, they have very particular cocktails. So if you order anything else, like if you just want like a dirty martini, it's like hard for them to make. Like they're just like,
we can't take out that garnish.
You know?
That's the thing that I actually love about Pump is because...
It's so signature?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the Bon Felice is amazing. It's my favorite drink in LA, hands down.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I need to try it. What is it?
It's called the Bon Felice.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. And it's strong because she... I think she has her own brand of vodka.
Yes.
So they use that. It's
good. It's good vodka.
Amazing.
Yes.
I actually like the Caprese salad at Sir. I like crave it. It's particularly like... I know. I don't eat salads. Like, it's just, it is very good.
Yeah. So, I like Sir's vibe, too. It's, like, right there, like, near Ciccone and Craig.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah. It's fun.
You can get some shoes right after.
It's exactly. Right, like, the Louboutin. I know.
Fun fact, it's separated from the men's store because too many women were going to the men's department looking for men. Yeah. So now they separate the stores.
That's wild. Well, you guys have to check it out if you guys are in LA.
There. That's not a bad place to look.
Exactly. So we're just plugging all of Lisa's restaurants. So in this moment, Kyle and Lisa are chatting. And here we are again, another Kyle and Lisa situation. They're going back and forth. What I've noticed within time and within the seasons, it's easier now for Lisa Vanderpump to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Before, we had to tread so hard to get her to say, I'm sorry. And that was Andy's job in the reunion. But she's kind of softened up, and it's quicker now. It's quicker, and I feel like they're in a different place in their lives. What did we think about this interaction between them two? Again, another interaction.
I liked back really quick, like with Teddy, like saying she just needs an apology in her face when you know she said apology. She's like,
that should be a meme,
right? It really should.
All am I really sorry?
The LVP faces of the season have been just unreal. Yeah. I love her. I think that there's a lot of things that are not said, unspoken, lots of things probably coming out next week. Just a lot is under the rug right now, I feel like.
Even with the sorry?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that that's, you know, I don't want to say it's not real, but, like, I feel like there's still more. Okay. Like, there's more, you know? I don't know.
Okay.
I think the underlying issue is still there.
Yes. Yes.
I think, though, that this is my belief, that they have been on the show, you know, for the past 8 seasons together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they were friends before the show.
Yeah.
I feel like in seasons past, they've had rocky sort of roads because other people have kind of come into their friendship, mm-hmm. right? So I feel like they have developed a bond that they want to continue, and they know that they need to work at it in order to do that, right? But I still feel like those issues from past seasons are still kind of lingering, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So you can almost tell for me when they first see each other that they really value that connection. You know what I'm saying? Because totally. It's kind of like when they saw each other, it was kind of like a relief. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At least that's how it felt to me.
Yeah, I did.
You know, watching it. And I think that what Lisa has done is she's realized the value of that relationship. Mm. Which yeah. it's, does she really want to apologize? Probably not. Any other situation would she yeah. apologize? Probably not. But I think because she knows it's Kyle, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, it was a nice exchange. It looked like they laughed it off. And it's always nice. It makes you feel good to know that they're, in with each other. Because mm-hmm. when they're on the outs, it's boring.
Yeah,
you know? It's not even worth it.
As a viewer, I don't like watching them on the outs. I don't know why. Me either. I can watch everybody else be on the outs. But yeah. I don't know why. It's something about the two of them. I think maybe because they've been on the show for the longest.
They yes. always have this bond. Even, I mean, let's say they're on the outs. They're still going to comment and make little jokes to each other. Yeah. And it's still cute. You know, the Chanel bag thing.
Yeah.
I loved it. You need yeah. to go to Handbag Anonymous. Like,
yeah, there's always going to be that.
Yeah, them. It's cute.
So looking into next week, we have a lot going on. I mean, the season is really jam-packed. If anybody feels like the season's not great, I mean, there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I think we really need to look at everything. Probably the moment that stands out for me when PK gifts Lisa Vanderpump a jewelry gift. And there's some shade thrown. We see Dorit making an exit. I mean, that's at a birthday party, and you know that had to be really bad for Dorit to leave a birthday party dinner situation. I'm not sure if they edited it wrong, but anybody, quick thoughts on for next week? Anything we want to see, excited about?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Prediction.
It's going to go down.
It's going down.
It's going down. I think the Gucci earrings just did it, uh-oh. And she's like, uh-uh, like something's...
But she got the Bentley.
Right. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Okay. She wants everything and access of everything except moderation.
Yes.
I think it's just like her tagline says, the Queen of Diamonds always has an ace up her sleeve.
Ooh, that should have been her part of her like intro with the packaging with PK's earrings on.
Ah, that should have been.
That should have been.
See, it would have given too much, so they couldn't have done it. So this is very significant.
Well, she did have her husband next to her, so that could have been a gift from the husband.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see next week. Thank you guys so much. We have so much fun here. I hope we broke down the episode in the way that you guys enjoy, and I enjoy reading your comments as well. So make sure to stay connected with us. We're very heavy on our social media posts. I like all of their posts. They post really fun stuff. Richie, where can we find your really fun stuff?
You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV, and then all my links are there.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina, and you guys can find me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. I'm actually into Insta stories a little bit more than Snap recently. These guys are into Snap. I might go back, you never know.
No, I'm not.
We'll see. We go back and forth from the studio. Post on IG. But thank you guys for joining us. Watch my YouTube show after this. It's called Your Time with Thomas, and we will see you back here next week with Cynthia.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.